Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Mark Hayes. After the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, students have not shied away from debating public policy. Now some are taking it a step further. In Citrus County, two high school students are running for an open seat on the school board. We spoke with one on Monday, and today WUSF's Kathy Carter introduces us to his opponent, 18-year-old Adam York, a junior at the Academy of Environmental Sciences in Crystal River.
Adam, after Parkland, school security became a very big issue. The governor recently signed into law a guardian program where some school personnel and teachers actually could be armed. School boards, school districts would be opt-in. So if you are elected, this is something that you will have to decide. How do you feel about this issue?
I'm glad that it's an optional issue for counties because some counties might need a bit more of the protection based on the areas they are. I think that the SOR officers in our county do an amazing job. And I feel like putting a point where we diss the sheriff's office and say that we want to arm teachers instead of relying on them, I feel like that's disrespectful to the amazing sheriff's office that we have in this county. But whether we should rely on giving teachers guns and taking out of their educational hours of training, that shouldn't be something that the school needs to fund. And it should be a decision completely made by the teacher and the school.
You tell me that you're involved in the American Legion's Boy State, which is a training program where students learn about legislative processes. And I know that you are advocating for a bill for better mental health programs for students, specifically a program called MEDIC. What is that?
MEDIC stands for Medical Evaluations and Deciphering Information Centers. So it's going to work with students in schools to help them understand themselves and the people around them. These centers would be able to help analyze students, have therapists work with students, and be able to understand it. And a lot of it we want to come from working with state funding. And people are afraid that putting mental funding to help students might steer away from helping students that aren't that way. But if you think about it, everyone is going through something. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a different walk of life. That's so important. We need to understand that when you put forth that extra penny, that extra dime to help, it can make the biggest difference in the world.
Okay. Beyond mental health, what are some of the issues that are really significant to you that you would like to bring to the position of a school board member?
So I definitely am an advocate for social issues, especially women's rights, LGBT rights, equality for different races. And a lot of people in schools are bullied because of these things, and we choose to ignore it rather than acknowledge that that is an issue that is happening. So we need to unite people. That's one thing I want to do with the school board, so we can lobby Tallahassee, so we can lobby United States congressmen. Things like social issues are so important to protecting our schools, where students won't have to have labels. And it doesn't matter your gender, your race, your religion, your sexual orientation. You're a person, not a number anymore.
So it sounds like the issue of bullying might be something that is important to you.
So when you think about it, you're like, oh, if you push and shove a kid, yes, that's physical bullying. But a lot of the words people say, the things that they can say, how they destroy someone's reputation before their reputation is even starting in life. And it's multiplied by having social media today. We understand social media and we can use social media to our advantage, but it can also be a disadvantage for our generation because it can hurt us.
Okay, and finally, Adam, I'd like to ask you the same question I asked your opponent, who's also 18. A lot of people say it's so great that folks your age are getting involved in politics, but there are some that say, you guys are just too young. What do you say to them?
I feel like our school board needs to see what goes down on a day-to-day basis, and sometimes that can be hard for a retired teacher or a parent to see the day-to-day operations. But as a student, I can see those day-to-day operations. I can be in the schools, in the classroom. I can understand where the students come from, where the teachers come from. I see the emotion in their eyes. I can feel what they feel. And I hope that you'll be able to look at me as a candidate, not just an 18-year-old.
And that was WUSF's Kathy Carter talking with school board candidate Adam York. You can learn more about both teenage candidates at our website, wusfnews.org.